Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 693 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is July 24th, 2022. We are a video game podcast. We love talking about video games. We like talking about the latest and greatest kind of media stuff going on. We also talk about life. We do it all on Twitch, on YouTube, every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone, except for when the gingers are late and then we start a little bit later.
I couldn't help it. I got my cage caught on the sub dish.
And that's dangerous.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, my name's Greg DeLacy, Murphy's Law on Twitter, Murphy's Law on Xbox Live. On the podcast, you can already hear him spouting off his excuses. The great bearded one, the ginger of gingers, Pete Chin.
Good evening, everyone. I am so glad to be here. It was a bit of a rush, but I'm here now. I'm here.
Yeah.
Thanks for waiting for me.
Yeah. Thanks for having your PC ready to go. Appreciate it. Yeah. It's all good.
No problem. Oh, cool. Very efficient I am.
Highly efficient. And the beardless one on the podcast as well, Kim Woods. Kim, welcome to the podcast.
Howdy, howdy. That's me. I'm GamerGirl27 pretty much everywhere. Twitter, Xbox. It's a weird variation of PlayStation, but it is still that. So, happy to be here, finally.
Well, we are glad to have you both back. It's been a little while since I think either one of you were on the podcast. Life was getting in the way. Pete, you were bemoaning about... I think being sick or catching something or other here and there, maybe chlamydia. I don't know.
I was bad, man. I had a bad throat. I was done in. Throat
infection. Burn? Did it burn when you were urinating or?
What? oh dear. I was. I had a really bad throat, man. Shell's still poorly now. She's not right.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Because by law we need to do the intro stuff according to time. So we're not quite at story time yet. We're talking birthdays. I want to just give a last shout out to Gary DeFelice. It's his birthday actually today. So he's really friggin' old.
Oh, I mean,
really old. Yeah. It's kind of sad. If you have seen pictures of Gary of late, the hair is really starting to go. Memory loss also. I think he's probably going to have to go into some kind of hospice care soon because he's just not functioning well.
Jesus Christ.
Terrible.
No, well, I mean, look, it's hard to talk about, but I mean, Gary, he's still delusional about being a Broncos fan, so that
exactly.
See.
Time.
Do you feel me, Kim? It's a sign. Yep. So, all right. Well, happy birthday to Gary. Happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Mike, who is having his birthday tomorrow. He's actually just 21 forever. So, there's that. And then my sister, Cherie, also going to have her birthday later in the month on the 30th. So happy birthday to her. And to all three of these individuals. Okay, enough of that.
That's really cool.
I like that song. It's a good birthday fine song from my standpoint. I'll pat myself on
Funny
that.
Story, I hummed that on my birthday. So, well, it was to the tune of the Mexican Hat Dance, and I don't know why, but it was.
On that note, into story time.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Yeah. Okay. Kim, we're going to start with you because it was your birthday just this past week. So fantastic. How does, I know you're not 21 anymore, 23. No. How does it feel?
It feels all right. I mean, I didn't wake up with any extra pains or anything. So, or any extra gray hairs, which is nice. So, yeah, it was good. It was, you know, with the stress and everything that the last couple of months have been like, last week was actually good. So I had a good birthday. I got to play Stray, and I'll talk about that later, and you know, just chill out and have a calm birthday. It was nice. So I appreciate all the happy birthday wishes I got. It was really nice. It made a little hermit feel good. So thanks for that. Yeah.
I don't think I have an aw sound effect loaded up. Otherwise, I would. I have this. That's not the same.
Close enough. I even got a WhatsApp call from Robin and Jasmine. So I rate.
Apparently. You do rate. You do. He didn't even give me a call on my birthday, bastard.
Yeah. So, thank you. Oh, I appreciate it very much. In other news, because I listened to the podcast last week, believe it or not, and I have a little Prime Day shopping I did. I got another controller for the PS5. I also got the PlayStation little stand charger thing for my controllers for the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Okay. And, smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a little, right? That's what I kind of thought, although it did take me a little bit to figure out where I was going to put it, because my entertainment stand thing that I've got everything on, it's all a little crammed full, but I got finally somewhere.
It's really small, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really big. It's just with the size of the PlayStation and the Xbox, there was no extra room really anywhere, and I didn't really want to set it on top of the PlayStation, because I didn't think that was good. So, but I finally got to work, and I got it to fit somewhere close to the PlayStation, so I'm not like I happen to walk clear across the room to grab the controller and then go back to play the Xbox or the PlayStation or whatever. So I got that, and I got a weight bench, which you can't actually see anywhere here because it folds up and I can stick it in my closet when I'm not using it, which is nice because when you have pets, they like to claw on things. And
wait a minute. Pets. So what's that directly behind you? Is that a bike?
Yes, that's my exercise bike.
Okay, all right, just double checking. Yeah. I see some kind of workout equipment there. So I'm like,
Yeah, that's my exercise bike. I set it up because Anthony was trying to pedal on it the other day when it was folded up. And I'm like, you're going to break something and then I'm going to be mad. So I set it up for him so he could pedal on it. And that lasted for all of 5 minutes.
LCD screen still plugged in. Using energy.
No, it isn't actually.
You should go plug the LCD screen in right now just to anger Pete.
Well, I still got my phone charger plugged in, so that should anger Pete. But
if Pete knew the amount of electronics I have plugged into this house,
on a
constant basis,
See it with all the lights in those cabinets and
I'd
leave those on 24/7.
Are they battery operated?
No, they plug right into the wall. Yeah, and I have those stickers next to them that say fire, fire, fire.
Are they LED?
They are.
Well, that's all right. They're a bit efficient then. At least they're not batteries because you'd have to recycle them all.
Exactly.
That's funny. Other than that, I guess little Velcro cable management little strip things that you can like round your cable up with and, you know. And then I did a little cable management there on the old entertainment center because it looked like a rat's nest there for a while because I've got, you know, Ethernet cables for everything because I want everything wired because even though my Wi-Fi is good, you know, wired is better. So, you know, HDMI switches and all sorts of stuff. So,
according to the chat right now, PlayStation console controllers are free thanks to Kim's purchase. They're free on Game Pass.
You're very welcome. I'm glad I could help. Yeah. So,
it's a standing rule. Anything Kim buys becomes free on Game Pass.
Now, if only Stray would get on Game Pass, then I would totally, you know, I'd totally get that. But anyway, who knows? Maybe one day.
It is on PC.
Right. And I don't think it's actually, I think it's just timed exclusive or something. Yeah. I don't think it's exclusive. So who knows? Because I didn't realize, and I'm kind of jumping off on a different tangent here, but I didn't realize Forspoken wasn't an actual PlayStation exclusive. It's only like a timed exclusive. So it's coming to Xbox. So that kind of makes me
think. Have you purchased it yet?
I have not because it keeps getting like pushed back and delayed and whatnot.
Damn it, Kim. This will help us out.
Well, you know, when it finally say, hey, this is the date, we're going to release it, I'll let you know.
Right,
so other than that, I had to take my one of my senior cats to the vet. He had a little... No, he is. He is a senior cat because he's 13 years old.
Has he got the badge?
He's got the badge. Yeah.
He's got the badge. Yes. Because according to the vet, if you've ever had pets, if they reach a certain age, they are actually senior citizens. And well, poor Tribble is at that age because he's 13 years old, which makes him like 81 in human years or something. So anyway, I had to take him to the vet because he was breathing a little funny, and he may have asthma, according to the vet. He's either got a really bad chest cold or he has asthma. So I'm like, fucking great.
Does the vet want you to give him asthma medication?
No, he he's full of steroids and antibiotics. So, and he said, keep an eye on him, because by this time, he hates going to the vet. So you can imagine, by the time I got him to the vet, he was really, like, hyperventilating and everything. And the vet's like, was he normally this bad? And I said, no, I think it's just the trip. But I said, he does sound a little crackly. And so they shot him full of drugs and said I was supposed to keep track of him all weekend and make sure he didn't get any worse. But he sounds better. So
here's what you need to do, Kim. You just need to take a nice, healthy cat, take it to the vet, and see if the vet then finds something wrong with the vet. My gut is you take an animal to the vet, they will find something wrong and find a way to charge you more than just a checkup fee.
Well, no, actually, this time they did me real good, because they only charged me like $38, and they gave him two shots, and they reexamined him in the whole nine yards, and they still only charged me $40. So
how much was the medication?
I don't know, because it's not on the deal. All they charged me for apparently was the reexamination fee. And that was only $40. I'm like, I'll take it. So, because I looked at her twice when she told me how much it was. And I'm like, that's it? She's like, yeah, why?
Because the doctor came and looked at the cat. He's like, he's fucking old.
Right. Well, it's funny because my poor cat's got bad teeth. I'm one of those poor people that don't brush my cat's teeth, because honestly.
You shouldn't.
I know, right? I want to keep my blood in my skin and my fingers. So anyway, he goes to open his mouth because he had a bad tooth here a while back, and they'd looked at it, and the cat rears up and his teeth go out, and he's like, yeah, nope, we're done with that. And I'm like, yep, see?
Jeez.
So
that's when I remember taking my dog to the vet, right? And it was when another dog bit it. And you're talking about like vets saying that there's something wrong with your pet. Like there's clearly something wrong with it because another dog's bit it, and I've got to get some medication for it and just get it checked out. And then he's like, oh, do you know what? He's got some ingrowing hairs on his eyelids. So they're actually making his eyes water, and you're going to need to get that operated on. I was like, I'm just bringing him in for a bite.
Yeah, actually, they have rolled in eyelids, and that'll irritate their eye, and it'll cause them to go blind.
But when I read into it, apparently, when they're a little bit older, it kind of grows out. So if it doesn't grow out by the time they're 18 months, then that's when you should take them to the vet. He was trying to like get me signed up to a £1,000 fucking operation, and I was stick that up your ass.
He can cry. That's okay.
Right. Well, that's one good thing. My vet does not pressure me into things like that, because he knows, you know. He knows I'm poor, and I do what I can, and that's
your dad's
the end
gonna
of it.
Shock
so.
Them.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. So that's one nice thing about living in the middle of nowhere, you know.
Call him raccoon.
Well, you know, you throw him in the ditch with everything else, and a little while later, oh, that's just a cow that died, weeks ago. It's fine, you know.
Yeah, along with the random salesman that came to your door.
Right,
what else? Yeah, what else are we gonna find in that land?
Right. Well, the funny thing is, before we moved to this house, we had a basement in our old house. And when Tony was really little, I used to tell him we had a monster in the basement, that whenever salesmen came by, we would throw him in the basement with the monster.
Oh, my God.
So he was like 3 or 4 at the time. So every once in a while, he'd look at me and go, have you fed the monster this week? And I'm like, no, not this week.
Yeah, no, but you keep up your attitude, Tony.
Right. So. Anyway, that's
it for me. Okay. All right. Excellent. Pete, you've been working an awful lot. You literally came in hot today.
Came in hot. I was at work tonight. Yeah. I do come in hot always. Yeah. thanks, Kim. I was working tonight. I've been working. Yeah. Just, I don't know. Some days, some weeks, 6 days a week or whatever, but it's one of those. We've got a busy time. It's our busiest period of the year. And apart from that, what else have I been doing? I was ill. I really was ill, man. My throat has been hurting for 2 weeks. It's like I've been sounding like, what did I say his name? What's Steve Carell from Bruce Almighty? My voice was all squeaky. I lost it. I couldn't swallow. And I'll tell you what, when I can't swallow, it's bad. Other things I've been doing. Oh God. I've started to watch Stranger Things again, because obviously season 4 coming out and the right. next season being available in 2 years' time. I thought, well, I'll start all over again. And we're on season 3 now, and I'm really enjoying season 3. It's like, it's probably better than the first two. In my eyes. Yeah, I
still love season 1. Season 1 to me is like the number one season.
Well, it's the shock factor of it all, isn't it? It's the new, it's the new product. But I don't know, season 3, you get to see more about more into the characters, and there's relationships obviously developing amongst them, and you're seeing them grow older. And I don't know, I kind of like it. I really enjoy it. So I don't know where I'm at now. Episode 7. I think there's 9 altogether, isn't there, on season 3. I'll be watching season 4 shortly after that, but you know,
I'll be really curious to hear your impressions of season 4, because between season 3 and season 4, obviously COVID has happened.
Right.
And so you know, they're much older. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could see it in season 3, like Dustin's legs, they look like Chewbacca's legs, and I mean, I didn't really look at his legs in season 2, and I don't know why I'm really looking at Justin's legs. So I just
why are you checking out kids' legs?
No.
I feel like we're going down another dark path here, Pete.
Hello, Pete.
Do you know what it is? I have to explain myself first, really, before I say statements like that, don't I, really? But I like doing it because it just leaves everybody in that little thing, like, oh my God, what does Pete do when he's off the podcast?
But, it's like you're like our president. You're like sniffing kids.
I admitted that. So it was the episode where there was a duct that led from like the, what's it called? Star Court. Oh, that's it. The shopping mall. It leads all the way down to the Russian, I don't know.
The secret laboratory
and the gun. And Dustin was like, well, this is the way to get to it. And he tried to get in, didn't he? And Steve tried to push him in. And that was when I noticed that his hairs were like really, really sticking out all over his legs. And I thought, God, I'd have hated to have been Steve grabbing all of on those legs. And then, so that's why I thought he got hairy legs. Anyway, I'm going to move on. I've been cleaning loads of stuff out the house as well. We've been I don't know, what's you have like yard sales and stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
We just, you know, like us generous British folk, we go down the charity shop and hand it all over to charity and not make any money for ourselves.
It's very noble of you.
Being charitable and all that. Yeah. Whereas, you know, I know you just try and sell it all and profit and capitalize and, you know.
We actually do a little of tomato and a little of tomato. So we sell and we also give to charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is a lot of the charity organizations around here just resell the stuff anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what they do. But all the money goes back into the charity, doesn't it? But. You know, all I ever hear from you is that you're making yard like hundreds of books in a yard sale.
My fault that you don't.
I'm having a stab. So I haven't got a yard and I haven't got a garage, so I ain't gonna bother doing yard sales. And I ain't got like the right.
You could just sit out on your front step and just.
I could. Yeah, I could. Yeah,
as people walk by, just be like, "Here, take this."
I'll get stabbed for the shit I've got.
Stabbed because you're offering it or stabbed because
Pete live in a bad part of town or something?
I think Pete does live in a really bad part of town.
Do you know what? There was a stabbing actually, and I shouldn't joke about it really. There was a stabbing around the corner from me not long back and just outside my mum and dad's house. And poor lad, man, he was only 16.
Trying to sell stuff?
No, I don't think so. No, unbelievable. It wasn't. I just come up with a joke that I was going to do a yard sale and get stabbed for it. But anyway, I'm going to move on because. So I'll go to a festival as well this week. So that's why I'm not going to be on next Sunday. We're going to.
The Shad has recognized now, Pete, that you love hairy legs and you swallow. You are becoming a favorite of a certain community.
Do you know what? If I become a favorite of a certain community within this group, there's some sickos in this group as well, isn't there? I'll tell you what. I'll soon tell you. I'll show you my DMs when during the week. I've got a funny feeling this is gonna, there's a whole lot of people that's going to call in my DMs after this. Anyway.
Okay.
Jeez. What else? Yeah. So we've got a festival. It's called Kendall Calling. It's in a place called Kendall. Funny enough, and it's in the it's in the realmost part of Britain. It's called the Lake District. It's really, really nice. And it's, yeah, there's a festival going on there. It's really cool. And they're all like eco warriors that are organizing the festival. So,
sons of bitches.
No, it's cool. There's no electricity there for the people camping in tents. And you've got to pay £2 for a cup when you buy your alcohol, and if you lose your cup or decide to throw it in the crowd, then you got to go and buy another one for $2. So yeah, you can end up spending a fortune if you keep throwing your cups away.
Okay, real fast. Let's just, the options you gave on how you might lose your cup was just lose your cup or throw it in the crowd.
Yeah. I've seen some people in some festivals, right? They urinate in the cup and throw it into the crowd. That's how gross that some of the British folk are.
Is that being eco-friendly?
Well, sharing.
I'm like, whatever happened to the bin? Just toss it in the bin.
Some people are just stupid, aren't they? But I've seen that happen.
Well, that sounds like a very fun festival.
Yeah. It's very wet. So Kendall Calling, yeah. Shell's never been to a music festival before, and I've been to quite a few. So it's her first festival, and her favorite band, Stereophonics, are playing. So she'll be looking forward to seeing those, and I will. It'd be good to get out in the forests.
Tell her to bring her reindeer.
I don't know whether it's going to rain or not. I think it's forecast cloudy at the moment.
I'm thinking flying cups, Pete. I'm thinking flying cups.
Oh no, we're hardcore. We'll take any of that shit. I wear a cage. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough. All right.
Anyway, yeah. So that's me. I think.
Okay. All right. Wow. I have to follow that up. That's just not fair. I know. I don't think I can. Well, I'm gonna start. I received in the mail this lovely, I don't know if it'll be able to, you should see it. So this little satchel from Extra Life, and within it is a coin. So it's a nice, it's like a platinum coin. It's pretty beefy. Anyway, it's for $10,000 raised in lifetime of doing Extra Life. So that was kind of special.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. No, I take a lot of pride in that. So that made me pretty happy. I did not expect to get it. I knew I had already kind of gone past that level, but you never know what you're going to get. Yesterday we hit the pool again. We've been making use of my gym's pool. It has been hot, continuing to be hot. I know you guys have finally cooled down in the UK, my understanding.
Yeah, thankfully. After 3 days. But like, you get it for months, and you've got fires going on, haven't you, in California?
Every summer we have fires, so hopefully they're not going to be as bad as some of the previous bad years have been. Where I live, typically speaking, we don't get impacted too much by the fires, the heat's definitely there. So we're taking advantage of the pool. Here's my grass confession, not the kind of not talking weed, talking actual lawn grass. So my neighbor, he's a renter, so he doesn't necessarily, he takes care of his yard, but he doesn't like prevent like the weeds, that kind of thing. And so we have kind of a common grass area, and I am kind of a grass Nazi. I like, you know, if I see weeds coming up, I'm like aggressive with getting the weeds taken care of and killed and out of the grass. And so I've been noticing his lawn is slowly becoming just weeds. And I was out there with some weed killer. I kind of went a little overboard. And so suddenly I see this gigantic brown spot on his lawn, which I do feel bad about. So to remedy that, I bought some grass paint. And so I discovered that I had never heard of it. Probably not eco-friendly at all, but just for you, Pete, I went out. And so it basically will, like, if you have brown spots from, like, animals, like, being on your grass where it kills the grass in a little spot.
Someone throwing cups.
Or someone throwing cups, exactly. You know, you can just take a little bit of this, spray it over it in the area, and it paints the dead grass green, and it blends in nicely with your green grass.
So just for men, but for gardens.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. That's pretty much what it is. And so I felt bad enough. I went out and I bought this grass paint. And so, yeah, it looks better. Still looks kind of crappy, though. I have yet to confess. And that,
I don't
that
think
will
he's
be
a, give a shit anyway. Is he?
I don't think he is either. But I felt bad enough that I thought, oh, I should do something. So, yeah. So I painted grass yesterday, and then unbeknownst to me, the stupid spray bottle that the stuff came in started leaking all over the place. So I had green hands for half the day. That was fun. I started listening to the audiobook Match Game from the Space Force Expeditionary series that Robin and I have been all about. It's good. You know, it's like an old pair of shoes that feel comfortable. You slip it right on, you're back into the story. I also started a new TV series called The Old Man. This is, I want to say it's on FX.
Yep.
And I'm drawing a complete blank on the main actor.
Seriously?
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff
yes.
Bridges, yeah.
Yeah. So Jeff Bridges plays this role, and I've only seen the first episode, but for a good chunk of the episode, you're like watching this, you know, old man who's experiencing pretty clearly what it seems to be some signs of Alzheimer's, and it feels very kind of like sad and downtrodden. And then suddenly turns out, no, he is like some kind of ex agent spy. I'm not sure what role he played, but he has been running from the U.S. government, who has been trying to track him down. And it has some really good twists to it. So I so far really like it. Kim, have you, it sounds like you've been watching it as well.
I haven't yet because Dad's not a Jeff Bridges fan, but it's on definitely on my list to watch when he's at work. So yeah.
Yeah. I definitely plan to watch more. So far so good. And then the big thing we did. So Friday night we had a fantastic dinner at a place called the Sutter Steakhouse. I was able to, we bought a crazy ass expensive bottle of wine, had a wonderful dinner. We were celebrating Cindy's birthday. And then we went to a club that was just around the corner, in Folsom called Powerhouse. And, we saw a group there, they're called Wonder Bread Five. And, they actually are pretty popular from what I understand. They've done some international stuff as well. Just tons of cover songs. So 80s, 90s rock. And they had a ton of energy, lots of fun. We danced, had a great time, and celebrated her birthday in good fashion. So, cool. But if you ever get a chance to see Wonder Bread 5, I recommend it. They're a good time. Pretty sure that lead singer is like cranked out of his mind, but they definitely had nonstop energy. But yeah, so it was good stuff. All right, let's talk about some games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right, so we are still, well, we're starting to wind up the month of July. So, Kim, real quick, maybe just high level, anything that has already expired on the games that we pay for that we get for free, you can just skip over that, but maybe just give us a quick for those that don't know, they might still be able to get something.
All righty. Well, Torchlight is still available, which is actually pretty good. The Beasts of Maravella Island is still also available. I haven't played that yet, but I did download it, and it looks kind of interesting. You can still get your PlayStation Plus games, which is Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, The Dark Pictures, The Man of Medan, and Arcadeageddon, which is all still available, so pick those up.
I just need to real quickly correct you, Kim. You've been drinking a lot of mead. That is not mead, and that is Medan.
Medan. Yeah. All right. Yeah. There you have it. Medan.
Yeah. I like Medan, though. We could go with mead. What? Why not?
Well, why not? I mean, you know, what are they going to tell me? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many of you is actually still on Stadia, so that's probably not even worth going over. So, yeah,
there you go. I don't think anybody cares about Stadia.
I know, right? And no. Your Epic Games have already come and gone, so you didn't update that.
Yep.
So there
and
you go.
And the Prime Day event is over, so there you go. There you have it. There's a few left to get. All right, let's talk about games. Pete, you, my friend, have been playing Cuphead, The Delicious Last Course.
Oh, nice.
What a name? What do you reckon?
It's a great name. It's a great name.
When I was saying, my son found me is it a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember when it was released now. And he was like, Dad, the update's available now. It's only going to cost you £7 or something like that. He'd give me the exact price. But yeah, that's all it was. It was about £7, £7.50 or something like that to download the Cuphead DLC, which, is called The Delicious Last Course. Now, I didn't know anything about this, and my son had already, like, gone into, watched about 300 YouTube videos, and when it was released, watched all of the levels and knew everything about it as we come to play it. But so the expansion, I don't know how big exactly it is. I don't think it's massive. I think it's only a few like 100 megabytes. So it's an addition to Cuphead. There's about 6 stages from what I can see. So there's Bootlegger Boogie, Gnome Way Out, Snowcall Scuffle, High Noon Hoopla, Doggone Dogfight, and the Chef Salt Baker. And amongst all of this, there's also different challenges that are called the King's Leap. And they're almost like they're like intermediate levels that you can take on during the game. And what happens is, if you've played Cuphead before, I'm sure you have, there's three or four different levels, and when you download the DLC, there's a new character called Chalice, the Golden Chalice, and she appears, and there's this new funky like intro to the start of the game, and when you open up your existing game of Cuphead, what happens is there's like a little boat that comes along by the sea, and you go on this this little journey to your new land. And basically, all that's happened is the story is there's some ingredients that you need to get to fight the chef, and all of the ingredients are all given to you after you've defeated each boss. And fucking man, it's just as hard as it was. It's like frustrated as it was. It's rock hard, man. It's so difficult. And I don't know, man. It's just like it's not for old guys like me. It's definitely a kid's game. This, there's just so much that goes on. It's unreal. But it's Cuphead. It's extra Cuphead, and it's flipping brilliant. It is so good. These King's Leaps that they've come out with, you don't get any of your weapons, so you can't use any of your bought weapons that you get from the start of the game or what you upgrade later on. You have to parry. So parrying is just when you jump and you have to press A in the air. And parts of the bosses that you fight in these King's Leaps, you have to parry parts of their body. And flipping hell, man, they're so difficult. So, so difficult. But I'm enjoying it for £7. We're still playing it. We're like 2 or 3 weeks in now, and we've spent God knows how many hours already playing the same old levels. We ain't got very far in it. We've probably completed three of the major levels and 3 of the King's Leaps. But
okay,
we're still a long way from completing it. But yeah, graphically, it's all still the same. There's no real big changes.
No, but it looks so good. This is what kills me is,
man,
it looks amazing, but this is absolutely not a game I could play.
I might have to go try it again on Simple. I don't care that it doesn't unlock achievements. I may just have to go play it on Simple just so I can say I've, you know, beaten it. So.
But you can't progress in the game if you don't beat it on regular.
I know.
That's the only trouble. That's the only trouble. You can't progress further on into the other levels if you don't complete it on regular. So that's why we've gone through this painstaking process of beating it over God knows how long. But now we're a little bit more experienced on it. I'm just thinking, you know, I don't want to put this down now, and I don't want to, because with games like this, as soon as you start put this down and leave it for a few months and you turn back to it, you're just going to be a pile of shit again. So my son, obviously, with his he likes with his autism and his certain ways, and he likes to do routine things, and part of his time of coming here is to play Cuphead. So it's keeping me actively playing this game. Otherwise, I'd just say fuck this. I've had enough. But it's really good, and he's obviously developing as well on games. There was two levels that I died on, and he carried on and completed them, and lasted like the pretty much. I only got like halfway, and he carried on the entire time and just beat the level. So he's improving as a gamer. His reaction speeds are just, man, kids are just so fast in that gaming. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. So the new character Chalice, you've got different abilities as well. So you can play as her further on down the line. And yeah, she's got different abilities and quite useful in some of the King's Leap stages. If you like Cuphead, it's definitely worth buying. And that's all I've played. I ain't had time. So I'd love to come on here and say that I've played five or six games, but I just don't have time. So.
No, that's okay. I mean, that is perfectly, it's perfectly understandable. I just realized, by the way, that I have your names backwards on the gameplay screen. So Kim was Pete and Pete was Kim. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Well.
Only on Saturdays.
There you go.
I've heard that about you. Yeah. Again, things we are just learning about you left and right. Okay. Kim, I suppose. Yes. Well, actually, real fast, and I should probably note, I think the footage I had up on screen, for those wondering, that was from the original Cuphead game.
It was,
not from the latest one, but that's okay. I mean, it all looks the same. I hate to say it that way, but it does. It just looks fantastic. So,
right. Yeah. Also, talking about games, I've had a conversation about games this week. I was talking to Mark earlier on, and he's playing... He's playing a game that I recommended before on the podcast, and it's that Days Gone. Do you remember on the PlayStation?
Yeah.
Have you played it yet, Kim?
Yep, no, I haven't played it yet. No.
All right. Okay.
But he texts me this.
Okay. Good. He texts me this week, and he's like, "Pete, I think I've got halfway through this game. I'm at this stage." Da 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 da. I says, "Mark, I hate to disappoint you, but you're about 40% of the way through the game. You've got another one that's about the same size." And then it pauses again, and you got another 20%. And he's like, "Oh my god, the game is phenomenally huge." And he's really enjoying it. But it was good to see Mark just painstakingly working his way through that game. I wish I could play that game again, you know. But I just think at the time, it is good. Get on it, Kim.
Kim, you've been busy. Speaking of getting on it, what would you like to talk about first?
I guess I'll start with one that I've already kind of talked about previously, and that is Kena and the Bridge of Spirits. I actually successfully, I don't know how the hell you'd say this exactly. I guess I helped cross over my first spirit the other day, so that was interesting a little bit. I don't know. I'm going good with it. I still like the little cute little rot things that look a little like minions, whatever, but it's been a cool game. The backtracking to find all the little rots and all that stuff, and the collectibles is a little much sometimes, but I'm still having a good time with it. So we'll keep on with that. We've got a couple of new ones this week because we've had some new stuff come out. Forza Horizon 5, the Hot Wheels DLC is out this week, and I started that, on my birthday. So I've played a pretty good chunk of that one already, and it's good. It's really worth, if you're on Game Pass, it's like $17. If you're not on Game Pass, it's only like $20. And I think it's definitely worth that. I think you'll definitely get your money out of it. It's a little weird, though, driving on the Hot Wheels tracks compared to driving on an actual road, because the Hot Wheels tracks, of course, being plastic, they're a lot more slick. So I spin out an awful lot. So that took a little bit of getting used to, but it's been fun. I played a lot yesterday. There was Boomer, and we played a little bit. And, of course, you got to go through and unlock all your car classes again. Like your, I don't know what you call it, your driver's license or whatever, but your classes, like your B class, your A class, your S1 class, all that sort of stuff. But other than that, it's fun doing the little loop-de-loops and all the anti-gravity little tracks and all that stuff. It's been pretty fun. So it's
just like the kids' games that you've got all the loops and crazy swirls and wow.
You got the rings of fire you jump through and the whole nine yards. It's been fun. Like I said, there's a dragon on there on part of the track that, you know, you go underneath it and it roars at you and that sort of thing. It's like I said, it's not very expensive, and if you play a lot of Forza Horizon 5 like I've been playing, it's definitely worth the $20. So on to another thing that I was really excited for, because obviously everyone calls me the crazy cat lady. So here we are.
And real quick, it was only 24.
Yeah, on Game Pass, if you've got Game Pass, it's like $17. And on, if you don't have Game Pass, it's only like $20. So
okay.
It's definitely worth your loot on that. I mean, if you're like me and you do the Microsoft Rewards thing, I mean, you'll have that in no time. So
yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
So last but certainly not least, we have Stray, which also came out around my birthday. And I got to play, about 2-3 hours of that. And it's fun. I mean, I screamed at my TV when the little cat got separated from his cat family and how he ended up in the cyberpunk city that he ended up in. I almost, you know, was crying. I was like, no!
Aww.
But it's fun. It's cute. My cats apparently love it because I posted a picture when I was playing it that one cat was up on the TV. You'd hit the little button to make the cat meow, and he's up there at the TV patting at it, wanting to know where the hell this other cat is that I've apparently brought home. So, Stray. I mean, and it was cheap, too. I think, what is it, $40 or something?
40 or 30, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I got it for nothing because I have one of the higher PlayStation Plus tiers, but I
yes, pay for it. It is free on PlayStation Premium.
I even got Mark to download it, and he hates cats. So.
Well, let's face it. It was free, so you know. There's right. I'm sure he's like, fine. I'll take a look at it.
Yeah.
My understanding is they did a phenomenal job of just capturing a cat.
Yes.
Cat mannerisms and all of that.
Yep.
And I think that is a big driving force to this game. Mm-hmm. That cat lovers are looking at this and they're like, oh, this is so great. Look at these cats. They're right. Oh, they meow. There's a dedicated meow button. Oh, how cute is that?
And it comes through the controller. It comes through the speaker on the controller. The cat meows. Yeah.
It's just that extra stuff, isn't it? The PlayStation do. It's just
it is. It's hilarious. I mean, you can go through and you can knock like shit off of a desk, or you can go around and scratch on a couch. You know, all the cat stuff that, you know, you're used to seeing your pet or whatever doing. And yeah, it's been fun. So there's no real, what did I say?
This is my question. This is my question. What's the actual gameplay loop in this? What is the, I mean, are you just, I mean, I'm sure there's a purpose to it.
Okay. Like I said, you get separated from your family. So you're trying to make your way back to your, which I thought when they said he got separated from his family, I assumed they meant humans, but no, he's got his little cat family. And he gets separated from them. And you see him here in this little video here. He gets separated from them, so he's got to try to work his way back. Well, he falls into this hole, and come to find out, he lands in this, like, robot city, which, if I'm following the story correctly, there was apparently humans that lived in this city at some point or another, but apparently they've either all died out or they've left or something, leaving behind these robots. So now these robots live in the city with these little... They're not really mice. They look more like ticks. But anyway, apparently these little tick-like things are bad to the robots or something. So anyway, so he's trying to make his way back to his family, but he's also trying to help these robots in this dead cyber town is what I've been calling it. So
Martin says he's waiting for the Meow DLC.
Right.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of cat jokes with this.
Oh, I know. But it's not a very long game. They say it's only like 5 hours. So,
okay. From what I could tell, it seemed like it was pretty straightforward, simple puzzles, nothing like terribly challenging. It's really more about the experience of playing a cat.
They don't give you a whole lot of waypoints about, because they'll give you certain things you need to do. Like now, right now, I'm trying to find notebooks so I can figure out how to get back up top. Because I'm assuming since I fell and found the city, where I want to get back to is up above. So you've got to find notebooks for the robots that have escaped this city and gotten up above so you can figure out where you're supposed to go. But they don't really give you any waypoints. You know, like on some games, they'll give you like a waypoint. Okay, you need to go here and in this area. Not in this. You just kind of explore and, you know, you find things. You've got a little robot buddy, which is funny. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Batteries Not Included, the little robot things. Yeah, that's what this little robot that the cat wears on in his little backpack on his back. That's what this little robot reminds me of. And he will kind of give you hints on where to go. So that helps. But
how much is this game, did you say?
Huh?
How much is the game?
I think it's like $30 or $40.
Oh, is it?
God, that's a lot of money. But if you are on PS Plus Premium,
yes,
not the base PS Plus, but the extra tier, it is one of the few day one releases they're doing. I think that's going to be, by the way, kind of I think Sony's playbook for the coming couple of years. They will every once in a while give you an indie game as a day one launch game. Mm-hmm. Versus, you know, all of their titles obviously will stay locked behind the paywall until they, you know, maybe a year or two afterwards.
Right.
But yeah, so this is a nice little get for the PlayStation Premium people for sure.
Right. So anyway, like I said, I played about 3 hours so far. I've just been kind of doodling around with some other things, but I haven't, like I said, despite the fact I like cats, yada, 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 it is a nice game because I mean, you can go and read other reviews of people that aren't like me and they are even calling it a good game. So, you know. Go check it out.
They look amazing. I think the capturing of the cat mannerisms is what I think the developer really, they shine at doing this because everything I've seen, all the different videos I've seen for this game in terms of the cat mannerisms, it's spot on. I mean, you know, the cat's acting the way. And the funny thing, and I don't know, maybe this is coloring a little bit of the reviews of this because most of the people I've heard that are reviewing the game, at least on the professional side of it, tend to be cat lovers. And I've been hearing people, you know, they're talking about the review of the game and they're like, oh my God, my cat was meowing at the screen. He was trying to talk to the cat in the screen. And I'm like, okay, that's great. But my one question is, you know, the gameplay loop is it really good or is it just good if you're a cat lover?
Right. I mean, I'm enjoying it, and I am a cat lover, so take that for what you will, but I do think it's good. And like I said, it is only like a 5-hour game, and it's not very expensive, so you're not going to be out a lot. And like I said, if you're in the upper tier of the PlayStation Plus, you can play it for nothing. So, I mean, you're not really going to be out anything. So
I think the real review is going to be when Mark comes back on the podcast.
I know,
Notorious cat hater.
Right.
We'll see what he says.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a lot of money, isn't it? No, for 5 hours, I think that.
Hell yeah.
So let's talk about that argument real fast, because this was actually something I was listening to. You know, people were talking about the value of games. But I know at least where I live, if I go see, say, well, like I did, I went and saw Thor, Love and Thunder. That ticket cost me $15-16. And then obviously some popcorn and a soda to go with it. And I was easily $25 plus. Right. If I had been with Cindy at the time, she wasn't with me. But I mean, whenever we go to the movies, it's easily a $40-$50 buy-in.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's never more than 2 hours. And I don't hear very many people complain about the value of a movie ticket. Right. So if you're willing to drop $40-$50 on a 2-hour movie experience, why would you really complain about $40 for 6 hours?
Right.
Good point.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's kind of a double standard that we've created for games.
Yeah, but that's just like, this is you playing your console on your own. Like that, going to the cinemas with Cindy is an experience, and it's a date, isn't it? Almost. It's a memory. It's and when you go out to a restaurant, you could have a meal and it'll last you 30 minutes and it could cost you $100. And it's that thing, but it's the memory of going out there and going out on a date or whatever. I think that in comparison is different to playing a computer game.
I don't know. I have some good memories of playing like Red Dead Redemption and Red Dead Redemption 2.
Do you think that was worth
$60 or whatever it was I spent on the video
game? Oh, for sure. I mean, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's because games, you know, we have just very long, you know, some games are just hundreds of hours, whereas there's other games that are, you know, just like this, you know, 600 mm-hmm. hours-ish. So I think we start comparing, you know, I paid $70 for this game and it was 100+ hours. And then you're asking me to pay $70 for this experience that was only 8 to 10 hours long.
Yeah.
You know, obviously on the surface that comparison is going to feel like, well, this gives you far more value than that gives you. But I just go back to a little bit of that movie analogy, which is, you know, if it's enjoyable and you're mm-hmm. getting your money's worth of enjoyment.
Yep.
Does it matter if it's only a, you know, a couple hours short or, you know, 6 to 10 hours long versus 100+ hours? I don't know. I get the argument also, Pete. I kind of understand where you're coming from also. It is a different experience. It's a different medium. So you can't necessarily compare directly with, movies and games. But
right.
I think there is an argument to be made if we're okay with the one hand being always a 2-hour experience and you know, in a sense, paying, you know, basically $20 for about 2 hours worth of entertainment, then would we not be okay with $20 or $40 for 6 to 10 hours?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, at the end of the day, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Everybody can, but there's that many games out there, and the specific niches to people's hobbies, their likes or whatever you're in life. And if you're gonna buy it, you're gonna buy it. You know, if it ticks all the boxes for you, you're gonna buy it, regardless of what people say. So I don't think I'd ever argue the facts. I think I was just probably voicing my opinion as to think.
I think that'd be super for me.
But I get it. If Kim, I know you love your cats, and this appeals to you straight away. So I totally get it. I wouldn't ever argue against it. But
there we go. For the listeners, by the way, I think it's worth noting Pete is a dog lover.
not massively. not after his all the skirting boards and the fireplace. No, I'm not. Apparently they only live 6 years, the breed I've got. So anyway.
All right. Well, that was depressing. Thanks for that.
I ain't having any more.
Thanks, Captain Brigham.
Yeah. all right. Anything else, Kim, before we transition? Okay. All right. Stray. It looks great. I think they captured the animations perfectly, and obviously your mileage will vary, stated by
because
Pete.
They do say that after the story ends, you can still sit around there and do the cat-like stuff if that's what you're into. I don't know. I mean, I like.
Oh, right. Okay.
I can't see me walking around playing another game for another 3 hours just doing cat stuff. I mean, honestly, but. You know, if that's your thing, and God knows there are people into weird things out there nowadays, so whatever.
So you can do that afterwards. You can explore.
That's the gist. That's I get. Different. You can go back later and still roam around or whatever.
I know they have a dedicated cat meow button. Do they have a dedicated poop button? Because the cat for my neighbor goes in my yard all the time.
Not that I've noticed.
Or spray. It's just a bit of scent spray. Do you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Look, I feel like I want to just do an hours of streaming of spraying. I think that'd get like thousands of views. Boomer said that also people will pay $400 for a game system, so why bicker about game prices? There is that.
I'm guilty of that. So
yeah. Boomer, keep it
real. PlayStation for $400.
Yeah. Or just to get a controller and you can play the video.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if I wanted to do that, I'd just go on YouTube and watch the movie.
Hey, speaking of watching movies, this is a great transition for my game. Well, I did play some Halo multiplayer real fast. Need to recognize the fact that Snoogans, who is in our chat right now, attempted to join us multiple times. For whatever reason, the audio was not syncing up, and so he wasn't able to get into our party chat. And so he was the silent protagonist. And I got to be honest, even him not being able to communicate with us, he still played twice as good as any of us. yeah, he held the fort down for us, thankfully. And it started off pretty rough. It got good or better for a couple games, and then it finished up not so great. So it was a rough Wednesday, as it goes, as Halo goes. So
he's such a natural, isn't he, Rob?
Oh my God!
Every game he bloody touches one, he's really good at it. In a
Yeah, he was definitely good. It sucked that he couldn't join our chat. We have no idea why or what was going on. I think he had recently done an update, and we're just wondering if it somehow tweaked something. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
are you still doing your PUBG Fridays as well? Or?
Not so much. But Mark was really kind of leading the charge on that, and Mark has been kind of MIA. Oh. So
yeah,
I have updated to the latest version of PUBG. I went in and played a little bit. I have not seen the new map though, so I'm kind of curious of what that's, because they've got hover boats or not hover boats. Anyway, they've got a new vehicle. I can't think of the name of it. I want to say it's a hover boat.
Yeah, hover land. Can you run them on the land as well?
Yeah.
Is it an airboat?
Yeah, it might be an airboat. Airboat's probably the best way to describe it. Anyway, so they've got that. They've got lots of water. Yeah, new shotgun. And the map itself is about as big as the original Engral map. So it's a very big map, which is nice. So I'm excited to check it out. I think Snookins has already checked it out. He tried playing with a controller. He said that sucked and he didn't want to play with the controller again. All right. I have been playing As Dusk Falls. And in fact, I finished As Dusk Falls last night. So this is the Microsoft published game, just came out. It is it's very much a Telltale game. You're basically playing a choices consequence adventure. There's no real navigation of a character. So, you know, when you're investigating something, it's really just kind of investigating around the room. I would also say there's literally probably no fail state in this game. So there's no way to really fail out of something. So like, you know, button mashing sequences come up, or, you know, you're trying to do things in sequence. All that does, if you fail, is it takes you along a different path. And so it's interesting because the story itself, you know, it's kind of a small town robbery gone wrong. And along the way, you play the role of different characters within the game. There's a couple main characters that you will play. And every choice has a branching path possibility. Even from the smallest ones, so like in this opening sequence, you're playing with your daughter. There's a game that you'll play about guessing, you know, something. And you know, it's basically how many stars are on the backpack. And if you nail it, it'll take you kind of along one path. And if you don't and you give a wrong answer, it will take you along a different path. If you quote unquote peak, it potentially has impact there. So all the roundabout way of saying it's all about the choices that you make, and you're unfolding this story. And there's about, I think, four different endings that you can get with the overall game. And they're drastically different from my understanding. What was interesting is when it wrapped up on my ending, it wrapped up on a little bit of a cliffhanger. And so I'm very curious if there's going to be kind of like an additional DLC chapters to this game, or if it's just what it wrapped up as a cliffhanger I could have uncovered had it gone through a different path. Because I have noticed, again, when I made I started an initial playthrough and then I went back and changed and started a new game and changed my playthrough a little bit, and immediately I got very different narratives and insight into a situation that was going on. And so there's the best way. There's so many layers to this story. And that's what I think I loved most about it is, you know, it was like watching a TV drama, but you're helping control the narrative. And the multiplayer aspect to this game is you can have, I think it's up to 8 people playing the game, but what it's not, everybody's not making their own like game choices that are impacting. You're all voting basically. And so everybody puts a vote in for a particular choice, and then the majority rules, and that will take you along the path. You can do a couch co-op with controllers. You can play with mouse and keyboard. There is also a an app that you can download that you can play touchscreen with. So if you had people in the house that you wanted to, you know, maybe Shell, you wanted to have her join and play the game with you, just download the app real quickly onto the phone and it'll connect up pretty seamlessly. And it's just touchscreen voting choices. And again, I think the driver of this game is the story. And so the art style for me is hit and miss. There's times where you're watching it, it feels a bit distracting. It's not, I mean, the art style is not going to win you over. I think, you know, if you're just looking at this from a graphical fidelity standpoint, it is the voice acting and it's the story that really kind of make this game shine for me. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I do plan to go back. You can go back and restart at any kind of junction point in the episodes. So, you know, and there's a ton of achievements to be unlocked. And they're actually, you know, it's pretty generous with the achievements just on a standard playthrough. I was pleasantly surprised by this game.
You're talking about the art style, Greg. If it does ring a bell, this game. Have we seen this on some showcase recently or
yes.
In the past?
Yeah,
I remember seeing this and thinking, oh, that looks cool.
Yeah, it just was in the Xbox showcase this past year. They were talking about it. Microsoft is publishing this game, but it is an independent developed game. I don't know the indie developer that made it. The other thing that I will just say, just as a forewarning, I played through chapters 1 through 3, and it ends, and they roll full credits, and I was like, oh. That was really short, like shorter than I expected. It was probably about 3.5 hours or so. But turns out there's another. So they call that book one. Then there's book two. And book two is chapters 4 through 6. And so once you're done with the credits, you don't have to let them roll. But I was, of course, thinking, there might be some kind of secret ending type thing. But you just hit, you know, skip the credits and you go to they do like a summary screen. And the summary screen is pretty great because it is like an organization chart. So you see all the connecting things of what your choice led to. And then you'll see empty boxes that are what the other possibilities were had you gone the other direction, but you just don't know what it doesn't fill them in. So you have to play through to see what that is.
Detroit Become Human does that, doesn't it,
kids? Yes. This is a slow burn. So if you're looking for something action filled, this is not going to be your bag. You have to pay attention. You're sitting down. The quick time events, again, they're not overly difficult. They amount to, and I literally, it is either swipe up, swipe down, swipe left or right. And then either hold your A button or tap your A button. And those are the amount that's all you ever do in the game. In terms of the QuickTime events. And so they might have 3 different, button prompts in a row where you have to swipe up, you have to swipe down, and then you're tapping. So they didn't make the QuickTime events overly challenging because it's all about the choices and that's more important than really kind of trying to, do something in time. Although some of the QuickTime events do have consequences if you don't get through them in time. Like it'll change your story path. But for an example, there was a lock picking sequence, and I was trying to pick the lock, and I missed the timing on the last button mashing sequence because that's about the only time you're ever going to fail is the button mashing. Because it does not punish you for swiping in the wrong direction. It just will, once you swipe in the right direction, as long as you did it in time, you're fine. Yeah. But I missed the button mashing sequence just to, as it failed out, and it just restarted the lock picking. And
oh, right.
So,
okay.
So it didn't fail me out of the game. It didn't have any major consequence. But there were other times where a quick time event that I failed, I do believe, and I don't know for sure, but I believe it actually had a pretty dire consequence to one of the characters in the story. And so, I was very impressed by the writing, the voice acting of this game. But the art style is going to be a challenge for, I think, some people. They're going to have a hard time kind of getting through that. I recommend it, but just know what you're getting into going into it. It's not about action. It's about the story. It's about uncovering the layers. And again, there are many, many layers to the story. And so you will go back and play through again. And you'll be like, oh, wait. Okay, now I understand how those are connected, whereas before it might not have been so obvious.
Yeah.
So, it's a short playthrough. So it is, again, about, I would say, 6 to 10 hours is going to be your average playthrough for the entire thing. I don't think there's a way to really rush through the story. So, you know, you're at minimum going to have 6 hours of gameplay. But you know, you may take a little bit of time and, you know, and it might take a little bit longer, that kind of thing, because you're maybe stopping and starting. It's pretty generous with the save states as well. So, you know, I did have it freeze on me one time in book two. I quit, I came back to it. I had to quit the game out and come back into it. And when I came back into it, it picked up right the exact spot that where I left off at. So I didn't feel like I lost anything.
That's not that long, is it, neither, for this type of game? I mean, like, Life is Strange, there, I think that was well into, like, 20 hours, and it's a similar thing. Every decision has got consequences, and you don't do much as far as action. You move into different areas, but it is just watching the story unfold. Looks good.
Yeah, and similar to Life is Strange, it's very heavy topics.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of like serious weight to kind of what's happening, as opposed to you know, it being a real trivial type thing. So
yeah, he looks a lot like me as well, doesn't he? The dude in it.
I think that was actually what I was thinking, was that was you on the game every time. I tried as best I could to get you killed. Somehow you survived. So
spoiler alert.
No, I'm kidding around. I got you killed. All right. Where to go from here? I think we're done talking about the games we played. Okay. Do you want to talk about news first, or would you like to have a buy it, fund it, kill it game round? What do we think?
Well, we have a lot of news, or not so much news?
We have some news. Let's dive into the news. Here we go.
All right, we'll do the news, and then we'll save the fun for after.
Oh yeah.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay. The news. So, Naughty Dog showed off some improved gameplay of The Last of Us PS5 remake. So for those that are interested, I don't know, Kim, are you interested in playing the? No. I mean, if I told you it had 4K at 30 frames or dynamic 4K at 60.
No.
What if I said the remake uses AI from The Last of Us Part 2, so it gives, you know, enemies and NPCs more complex tactics?
No.
Kim, have you played the game?
No, I'm one of those odd people that really had no feeling on how playing this game. Honestly, it just kind of, I know it's supposed to be some big, great, you know, story and whatnot, but I'm just not.
Well, let me shift this question then to Pete. Pete, does this interest you so far?
This game to me, Roy, is probably one of the best games I've played in the last 10 years. It's amazing. The stories, right. But this improvement don't interest me at all. I'd just rather sit in the cupboard with a smaller cage. I ain't bothered.
But what if I told you you could play some game modes that had permadeath,
they were in the original. I think there was permadeath in. Yeah, once you complete it, I think there was an option where you could just play it anyway through and on like a challenge where you just die anyways. Go as far as you
what,
need
what
to.
About new outfits for Joel and Ellie?
No.
Okay. More new detail for the character modeling? No. I mean, down to the irises and the pupils, Pete.
Oh, wow.
I can get... No.
Better facial expressions and animations? Any of this grab a no?
No.
Somebody would like you to spend $70 on this, Pete. None of this is enticing you.
No, the amount of time I've gone on and on and on saying graphics, 4K, 8K, it could be fucking 28K. I don't care, man. If I just play it on my TV and it works and that's it. I'm not bothered about all of these things. I really don't care. So, no. Thanks. I'm out.
Okay. All right.
Well, I wonder what the sales will be. That'll be an interesting question.
I have seen a couple of tweets that kind of made it sound like that it doesn't really look that much better than the previous.
Well, so here's the problem. The game looked phenomenal when it came out.
Right.
So,
yeah.
When a game looks great.
Just leave it.
Yeah. And it didn't come out that long ago. I think that's the other big gripe is like, you know, a lot of people don't think there was a real need to do a remake, but it's coming whether you want it or not. It's going to come. And
but the trouble is it's got a massive fan base and some people are going to buy into this.
As much as we
diss it, it's going to sell. And there's going to be loads of YouTubers out there that make videos of all of these little different things, these improvements, and they'll probably get millions of views, and our opinion won't mean shit. But there we go.
Pete, tell it like it is.
Telling it like it is.
I feel like I'm getting a bit grumpier as I get older.
I don't know what to tell you. It yeah, you are.
43's around the corner.
Oh, fuck off. 43. Just throw that in my face right now. All right. I see how it is, Pete.
Well, that's just a fact. That's my age. I can't change it. I'm
44.
Or I'm 76 next week.
Huh? I do not like either one of you right now. That's what I will just say.
How old are you, Kim?
44.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're the youngin. You're the youth of the... You're the two youths. The two youths of the podcast. Okay, Ubisoft has revealed some upcoming delays and changes to their lineup. The big one was the Avatar Frontiers of Pandora game. That has now been shifted to 2023 or possibly 2024. They haven't really said one way or the other. They pinned that to ongoing constraints affecting the game production across the industry. But they said they are committed to creating the next-gen game and saw James Cameron's franchise as a multi-year opportunity, as in cash cow. Sadly, Ghost Recon Frontline and Splinter Cell VR have been cut and killed off. So they probably played my game, buy it, fund it, kill it, and they decided to kill these two options. They did also announce that there were two other unannounced games that were now canceled. They've dropped those. And then they pushed back a low-profile premium game to 2023 to 2024. We don't know what game this is, of course. But Ubisoft continuing to kind of struggle a little bit and realign themselves and kind of, you know, get back on a path of productivity. So I don't think this is earth-shattering news for anybody. I don't think anybody was super excited for any of these games at this point. You know, possibly the VR game, only from the standpoint of, you know, I think like Quest 2 users have a pretty big affection for games on their VR quests, and so I imagine Splinter Cell VR would have gone there, but sadly not anymore. Are either one of you a big FIFA fan?
FIFA. No. But you know what? I'm writing this story. I love this.
Okay. FIFA is EA is finally making women's soccer a priority. So they revealed that the Chelsea star Sam Kerr On its cover earlier this week, EA has unveiled the first trailer of FIFA 23, showing that women's soccer will finally be a key part of the game. It will include women's clubs teams from the top leagues in England and France, along with both the women's and men's competitions in both the 2022 Qatar World Cup and the 23 Australia-New Zealand World Cup. So there you go.
I mean, I don't play any of the FIFA games, right? But the one thing I have been watching, which is just reminding me, I've been watching the UEFA Euro 2022, the women's football or soccer, as you call it. And there's a lot of controversy going on in the UK at the moment about whether it's more entertaining than just watching the regular soccer that's on the TV all the time. And do you know what? I don't watch soccer to any degree. I don't know that much about the players. I've got friends that know players that have scored in 1971 and what minute they scored, and they know to the nth degree. And I really don't, you know, I can't follow it to that degree. I just can't do it at all. But I've been watching the UEFA 2022 Euro competition, and it's just been a blast. Like, it's so entertaining. It's brilliant. They play so well. Technically, they might not be as good as the regular soccer that they play, you know, with the men on. But I don't know that. I don't know any of the technicalities. As far as an entertainment level, these have been so much better. And they score a lot more goals. It's way more exciting. And we're doing pretty good in the competition, actually. We've got our next match in the semifinals, I think, on Tuesday against France or Germany, one or the other. But so I'm glad that this is coming into it. It just, I don't know, it just opens up to a new audience, doesn't it, as well? So all of the people that didn't play FIFA games because it was male driven, now it's going to be pushing like it's going to be more female driven the next one, which is going to open it up. So
no, exactly. So I mean, look, for the longest time, anytime you would say FIFA, you know, you say FIFA, but it would FIFA, you know, that was the way people would describe it. But now it's FIFA. So there's that.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think it's going to be called FIFA moving forward. I think they dropped the license with FIFA, right? It's going to be like EA's soccer game because FIFA wanted like $1 billion to renew the license. So down the road, it will change its name regardless. But yeah,
just call it football.
No, actually, I was going to commend you, Pete, by the way, before you made that error, that you have been pronouncing it properly, calling it soccer this entire time.
Yeah, I do like that word, actually. I was a big fan of playing sensible soccer, and I do like the term soccer to football.
Okay.
I do.
You heard it here first, people. Yeah. There you go. All right. Proper ginger calling it soccer.
Soccer.
That's going to get you no love at all.
Oh, good shit.
All right.
I'll still sleep.
Discord, the future, according to one person on our podcast. He might be right. Discord chat is finally making its way onto Xbox consoles, but it's a bit complicated. Starting actually today when the story was posted, those enrolled in the beta program can test the functionality before a wider rollout later this year. The feature allows Discord users on Xbox, PC, and mobile to join in the same voice channel, thereby making it easier to communicate with players when playing cross-platform. So, for instance, with Snoogans, we were all playing Halo, we could have joined up on Discord, and maybe that would have functioned better for him from his PC with us on our Xboxes. However, getting to this is a little bit complicated. So first, you need to connect your Xbox account to Discord. If you previously did that, you basically, I'm just going to read this. If you previously did that, your Discord contacts could see your gamer tag. You'll need to do it so that it grants the app voice permission on your Xbox console. Then you'll need to download the Xbox mobile app if you haven't already. And when you talk with your friends, join a voice channel through Discord. You'll see the new Join Xbox button on the app, and you'll tap that. The Xbox app will automatically open up your phone solely to ask what console it should forward the call audio to. And then you have to do that every time you want to use Discord.
Okay, do you know what? Instead of tapping that, I'm tapping out, man. That is just bullshit.
It feels pretty complicated. So I am in part of the beta program, so I am going to take this journey just to see what it's like. I'll report back next week. I'll play around with it. I'll see what it's like. It might not be as complicated as it sounds here. That's my hope. But we'll see. We'll see. Okay. And the last piece of news, San Diego Comic-Con.
I'm so excited.
A ton of news was coming out of San Diego Comic-Con. It's mostly all movie related. So I think there were maybe one or two game announcements, but I honestly could not care about that. It was all about the movies that were revealed and the trailers and all of that. Just some highlights. There's a lot more that was revealed beyond what's on this here, but we had a new Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves trailer that came out, and it's now launching March 2023. For those of you who love D&D or just old school D&D fans of the cartoons, all of that, this movie looks like it actually might do D&D justice finally. We'll see. Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. This is the Amazon Prime series that is premiering September 2nd on Prime Video. They released an extended trailer. Holy crap, this looks good. Mm-hmm. I am all in. This has me excited.
I'm not seeing it, but I'm all in already.
Yeah. House of the Dragon, which is the HBO Max continuation of Game of Thrones. It's actually a prequel. So this is a prequel from my understanding. Also, ironically, so is Lord of the Rings. I believe that they're both prequels. So this is about House Targaryen and lots of dragons in this teaser video. It is releasing August 21st, so not that far away as well. So subscribe up to HBO Max so you can watch that. And then Marvel decided to just vomit. They gave a megaton, just a tons of announcements. So there was a Captain America reveal. So it's the fourth film, and it will be starring, of course, Anthony Mackie as Captain America. Now, he used to be the Falcon. He is now Captain America. They put out a trailer on She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, which is a great title. I'm all in on this after watching that teaser trailer. It looks like it has the humor of Thor Ragnarok within it. So I'm all for that.
That was a big spoiler. You dropped out there, wasn't it? The first one. Captain America. No? Anyway.
Oh, not really. We saw that a while ago.
Maybe Pete hasn't caught up to that yet.
I've watched Infinity War and Endgame.
Okay.
Yeah. Then
you're all caught up.
Yeah. Come on. We're over a year old.
So people should know. I mean, honestly.
I'm just saying. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I could not care less about this, for the record.
Oh, boy.
I like the original Ant-Man. I thought Ant-Man and the Wasp was so... Oh, no, they're not my favorite
physics now. They're going to go into like the unknown realm. Wow, okay. It's ace, man.
It might be ace. I don't know. Secret Invasion was confirmed, and they gave kind of a first look. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, on board for that. I love my Guardians of the Galaxy. Thunderbolts, which is a team-up movie. I have no idea what this is about. I think they said Thunderbolts was going to be like an anti-hero kind of movie. So like they had like, I think Abomination might be part of it. He's one of the villain hero characters. Yeah. So I'm really curious to see more from that. They talked about all of the phases. So there's a phase 4, a phase 5, and a phase 6 within the Marvel universe. And it's like there's like 47 different properties that are all going to be coming out within these different phases. Phase 6, which is kind of their – I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway – Endgame. That includes Fantastic Four, two new Avengers films. They did reveal Black Panther Wakanda Forever. That looks pretty intense. So I'm again, I'm excited for that. New Daredevil movie, Daredevil Born Again, that will be coming to Disney Plus in spring of 2024. So got a little bit of a wait there. And then they just kind of talked about kind of completing out Marvel Phase 5, and they have a big panel on that. You can go find all of this stuff on any of the updates for San Diego Comic-Con. But I mean, just there's a megaton amount of Marvel coming our way. I think that's the good or bad, depending upon how you look at that.
I'm still working my way through these films, and I got to Endgame, and I've started on Loki or Loki, right. The TV series.
Yeah,
I kind of switched off on that. I didn't kind of like it that much, so I'm going to move on. I watched two episodes, but it's nice to see this because it almost felt like it's saturated a lot now after the Avengers films. I don't think there's anything really. I don't know. I haven't seen some of the new Spider-Man movies, or should I say new, I think, older. Yeah. I don't know. I've really got into it, though. I didn't think I would. And my God, it's really grabbed me. No, this Marvel stuff. We've just got to get to the end of the list.
Kim, I mean, I know you like Thor, but I think that's more for the actor, not so much necessarily the character. But, I mean, where are you on the Marvel spectrum? I mean, are you a big fan of the Marvel movies?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of behind on like the stuff on Disney Plus, so I need to rectify that. But I've been a little busy, and I still need to watch Doctor Strange 2, even though I've heard varying degrees on that. Some people loved it, some hated it. Whatever. I liked Doctor Strange. I liked the first one, so I'm gonna give
He's
it a go.
Cool. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I like the Marvel movies. I do see where some people are like they're getting a little burnt out by it. But
yeah.
I don't know. I still like them. So
I actually just had a bit of a rant about this very topic. I was like, the most of the new Marvel stuff has felt like we're just putting stuff out there to put stuff out there, and it's not necessarily top quality. Mm-hmm. Part of that could be COVID, but I kind of don't like. So the WandaVision, I hated that. WandaVision, die. I was okay with Loki, but I totally understand where you're coming from, Pete. The one bright spot for me on the Marvel kind of Disney Plus side of it in the series, Moon Knight, highly recommend that.
All right,
that's one I want you to watch for sure, Pete.
Okay.
I think you'll like that. But even like Thor Love and Thunder was just
that was a bit of a washout.
Yeah, it feels like they were just making movies to make movies, and the content itself didn't have good direction, and it doesn't feel like it's connected to anything bigger. So it's kind of like, okay. But maybe, just maybe, this, you know, there's a long play here, obviously.
Right.
So we'll see. I do want to point out Martin has a fantastic suggestion of a new superhero tank top. I like it.
Tank top man in the lawn's revenge. Yep.
We'll roll it out. Anyway, all right. That is it for all of the news. Kim, do your best, Pete, and let's talk about the games coming out.
I don't know if I can. I don't have a comment cage, but I'll do my best. all right. New releases for July 24th through the 30th are Story of Seasons, Pioneers of Olivetown. Oh, my. For the PlayStation 4, July 26th. Octopath Traveler, Champions of the Continent for iOS and Android on the 27th. Bear and Breakfast. Yeah, that's right. I read that right. For the PC on July 28th. That's also coming out for the Switch because I followed this on Twitter, but they're having some issues with it, so they've delayed the Switch version for a while. Lost Epic, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and PC on the 28th. Digimon Survive, which this one has me curious because I know what Digimon is, but is this like Digimon Zombies sort of thing or something? Anyway. Digimon Survive for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 29th. And Xenoblade Chronicles 3 for the Switch on the 29th as well. And those are your new releases.
I thought you said Digimon. I was like, what?
Well,
Digimon
survive?
I didn't do your mom. But
Your mom survive? That is, yeah.
Well, my mom didn't, but anyway, Digimon. They're digital monsters. I only remember this because they had a cartoon way back in the day, and it was kind of like a Pokemon sort of thing. So, anyway.
Pokemon.
Okay. Yeah, I digress.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't poke your mom either, so.
Okay. You know, here I was giving the Giant Bombcast a hard time for having all those stupid comedy bits. And I mean, this podcast has been filled with them.
I'm sorry, Greg.
No. It's been a good time. It's been a good time.
It'll be more serious because I'm not on it.
No, it's all good. You are on it, and you are on the hot seat, Pete.
Here we go.
We're gonna play a little thing. It's kind of like a quiz, so we're gonna call it a quiz.
All right, now everybody get set. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
All right.
I've seen that in a film. What's that from now? I've seen it in a film the other day.
Sure, I've seen it as well, but I don't recall.
Oh, is it The Office? It's The Office. Anyway.
Look, Pete, you are an aspiring executive at a major music label, okay? So get your music hat on.
Def Jam.
No. Well, you want to call it Def Jam label? Is that what you want to call your studio? All right. That is your label, Def Jam label. All right. Pete, you are being approached by three different bands.
Okay.
And you have to decide their fate, Pete. There's one band that you're going to sign to a long-term agreement.
Okay.
And then there will be one band you will sign to a one album agreement only.
Okay.
And then the other band, you are going to basically, you're going to kill the deal and they will never be heard from again. They will fold under the pressure. They will not ever release. So nobody will ever hear their music ever, ever again.
Going to drop kick him from the 42nd floor.
Absolutely. This is legitimately, you drop kicked him out of the 42nd floor and they died. Yep, they died. So here we go, Pete.
Go.
You are in charge of the music history of three iconic British bands.
Do they have to be British?
They do, Pete. Here we go. The first band to approach you is the Beatles.
Oh, I'll dropkick them out of the 42nd floor.
You also have Queen.
Okay.
And then The Who, Pete. Who are you going to sign to a long-term deal? Remember, this is financial investment for you. So who do you think long-term is going to give you the best financial reward? Who is best for that one-off deal? And who do you say, I don't want anybody to ever hear their music. I will kick them off the 42nd floor and they will fall to their deaths, never to be heard from again.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it from an investment point of view neither. There's enjoyment in life. And I think the Beatles would have to go from the 42nd floor. The Who, I don't really know much of The Who, so I'm gonna go for like an album deal because I know that they're all okay. Right. Which leaves Queen then. Longstanding. They're a talent, isn't they? Jeez.
Yeah. Pete Chin and Deaf Man Labels just killed off the Beatles.
Yeah.
Well, in that scenario, I don't disagree with him because I like Queen much better than the Beatles.
Okay. All right.
What would you have? Yeah.
I probably would have killed off The Who. I'm not a big Who fan. They are a massive, great band, but I'm not a Who fan. I would have signed the Beatles to a long-term deal and one off with Queen.
Hmm.
Just me personally.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's older than
speaking, Kim. Speaking, Kim, of interesting.
Oh, dear God.
Kim, you are a high-level executive within the Nintendo of America Corporation.
Oh, okay.
You have a couple different developers approaching you with some ideas for game characters that could be spun off into multiple games. They could be a face of a possible franchise, a face of the company. So the first one feels like an obvious choice, but it's Mario.
Mm-hmm.
You also have Samus from the Metroid series.
Okay.
And then Link. Who are you going to sign and keep for long term? You're going to say, we could just make franchise after franchise with this. I feel like it might be obvious. It might not be. Who are we going to assign to just one game? We will only make one game with this character and they will never be heard from again. And then which of these three characters will never, ever grace a video game console?
Okay.
What child are you going to disappoint with this decision, Kim?
I know, right?
Kim Tendo. Yes, Martin is on fire. Kim Tendo, what is your decision?
Thanks, Martin. Let's see. Well, I think long term is kind of an obvious thing. I think Mario, for sure.
Hey.
I should have probably put Donkey Kong in there if I'd really been thinking this through.
True. Yeah. I think for the one game sort of deal, I think we go with Samus. Or, I thought it was Seamus. I don't know. Whatever. Or something.
Seamus anyway. Blackley helped make the original Xbox.
Gotcha.
Samus is...
I carry you well. I know. All right. But anyway, I go with Samus. And then, of course, Link would be kicked out of the 42nd floor. So, there you go. I don't know. I haven't played that many Link games. So, I mean, Zelda games, whatever. So, yeah.
Kim I've has a thing played against...
Sorry.
That's
I've only ever played Link to the Past. That was on the SNES. I've only ever played that one.
Yep.
Okay.
I agree with you, Kim. Well,
thank you.
Wow. Link is like the grandfather of the open world RPG, but Kim just killed that off. So stunting the growth of forever.
I know, right?
Kim Tendo, all about the Mario and female power with Samus. Okay. We get it. We see it.
All right. With a big gun, why not? So.
Hey, you went for it. Your decision is final. I'm sorry, everybody. Please delete all of your Link games. They are now null and void, dead. all right. Well done, both of you.
Thank you.
The video game landscape will forever be changed. All right. Hey, Wednesday nights, we're still playing Halo. We're still getting it in somehow, some way, by hook or by crook. 9 p.m. in the U.K., 1 p.m. on the West Coast when I have my lunch hour. Bear that in mind. We are playing Halo, sometimes with Silent Bob, also known as Snoogans. More often than not, it's Luis. It's Martin. Every once in a while, we see Robin pop on and then say he wants to go race and he doesn't play with us. and promises from Pete and from Kim to come join us sometime.
I know.
Kim has come into the chat and made fun of us.
I have at least
that
done
has
that,
happened.
So.
I've uninstalled Halo.
What the hell, Pete? Why? You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
I'm sorry. I needed to make room for PUBG.
Okay, fair enough.
And I still didn't play that.
We need to play PUBG.
We need to play this week because I'm here to festival.
Damn it!
I'm going on Thursday morning, so I can't play it this week.
The excuses that come out of your pie hole, man.
Flipping hell!
It's just ridiculous. All right. Well, we will try. Hopefully, have a PUBG night. Maybe this coming Friday. Although, yeah. Okay. Maybe. Shmaybe. Okay. Shmaybe. All right. Look, we're at that time of the show where we start to wrap things up because we have been talking far too long. Kim, why don't you start the shout-outs?
I'm going to shout out the people in the chat, and that's been Boomer, Lord, Martin, and Snoogans. Thanks, y'all, for stopping by and keeping us company. It is much appreciated. Otherwise, like I said, shout out to everybody who wished me happy birthday. It was truly appreciated. Like I said, pretty good day for an old hermit. Shout out to you guys. It was fun being back. I missed this sort of thing. There was no stress and no bullshit, and it was just us having a good time and cutting up and talking about stuff we're, somewhat knowledgeable in. So, everybody stay cool out there. I know we're all living on the face of the sun at the moment, but, stay hydrated, do what you need to do. And, everybody have a good week, and I'll pass it over to Pete.
I'm going to shout out Greg and Robin, because you do hold the fort a lot of the time every week. I'll give credit to the pair of you. Fair play to you. I'm sorry that I've not been on as much. I'd have liked to have been, but life's got in the way. But everybody could say that, couldn't they? I'm sure everybody could say that. It's just one of those. Mark, it's been good to hear off you. Struggling with Days Gone. It'd be good to hear on here a little bit more. So hopefully we can hear you soon. I'm going to shout out my brother because I saw him at a barbecue the other week, family barbecue, and Tara as well, and the rest of the fam. That was pretty cool. I haven't seen him in weeks, and it was good to catch up. Actually, we had a good time out in Mum and Dad's back garden. And I'm going to shout out my beautiful wife. It's our anniversary next Monday on August 1st. So yeah, a year already we've been married. There we go. Yeah, she's put up with me for a year as a married man. I don't know how she's done it. I mean, you only have to do it for an hour and a half every so often, and like, you know,
booze helps.
Booze helps.
Yeah,
fair play.
As it does. Yeah. But anyway, she has to put up with my randomness 24 hours a day, and she manages it. So. Yeah, that'd be good. We're gonna. I think the end of our festival. That's right. The end of our festival. We'll wake up on the Monday morning, and that's our anniversary. So I'd imagine we'll go out and do something, go on a date or something, a nice little meal out or whatever. I don't know. Who knows?
She will appreciate that, Pete. She will.
Well, we've had the festival. You know that. Yeah. That'll be good. So the first part of our anniversary is clearing up our tents and our rubbish. It's gonna be a bit of an anticlimax, but there we go. And that's me, I think. I'm going to pass you over to Greg to see us out.
Well, look, I need to shout out Deaf Man and Kim Tendo. Thank you both for making the podcast. It has been awesome. shout out to the chat. It has been fun to see everybody in there making their comments here and there. You know, not much to say other than thank you, everybody, for being on the podcast. I appreciate the kind words, Pete. It is what it is. Just keep going. Just, you know, and the wise words of Dory, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. That's that's my mantra.
Yep.
All right. Yep. All hail to soccer. Soccer. And yeah, I think I'm really I'm at a loss for words, and so we're just going to end the podcast now. Thanks, everybody. Come back next week. We will be here again.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.